a personal and political fight to keep abortion legal in Michigan. I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. Michigan is one of more than 20 states poised to ban abortion if Roe v. Wade falls. The state has a ban on the procedure that predates Roe still on the books. Activists and officials in the state are working to protect the right in the courts, on the campaign trail, at the ballot box this November, and through stories. Contributor Alice Miranda Olstein spoke with one woman who lived through a time when it was illegal to get the procedure. Alice, what's her story?
So this was back in 1966, 7 years before Roe. Renee Chelian was 15 years old, pregnant, and terrified.
My parents came and to my bedroom and asked me if I wanted to have an abortion, and I didn't know what it was. They explained to me that I wouldn't be pregnant anymore, but that it could be dangerous because it was illegal, which meant we couldn't tell anybody.
Because the procedure was outlawed in those days, she and her parents had to go to great and dangerous lengths to terminate the pregnancy.
What did they have to do?
Renee rode in a stranger's car to a warehouse in Detroit for the operation, blindfolded so that if she were ever questioned by police, she wouldn't be able to say where it happened. There, the doctor put her to sleep, and then using a crude but common method, he stuffed gauze into Renee's uterus to trigger a miscarriage.
Did it work?
Honestly, Dan, it was an ordeal. Ultimately, she had to go back for a second procedure, but finally she passed the pregnancy in her bathroom with her mom by her side.
She asked me if I wanted to see it, and I told her no. And my dad came home with all of my siblings and came in to see how it was doing and said to me, "We will never speak of this again."
Renee kept silent about the experience for decades, but now, at 71 years old, she is telling her story so that people can appreciate the fear, the desperation, and the danger that comes with history repeating itself. But that's just one step Renee is taking. She's also one of tens of thousands of volunteers trying to gather 425,000 signatures to get a constitutional amendment protecting abortion on the ballot in Michigan this fall.
Right. And this ballot initiative, it's just one tool that activists and public officials are using to try to keep abortion legal. What else is sort of on this menu?
There are a lot of things on the menu, Dan. So the strategy that has had the biggest impact in Michigan so far is a lawsuit brought by Planned Parenthood challenging the state's 1931 ban. And they recently won a preliminary injunction, meaning the ban won't immediately go back into effect if Roe falls. But everyone involved recognizes that it is not a permanent fix. It could get reversed on appeal. Governor Gretchen Whitmer also has her own lawsuit that's still pending. And if both of those fail and the ban ends up taking effect, the state attorney general, Dana Nessel, has vowed not to bring cases against doctors for violating the ban and not to defend it in court. But her powers are limited. She, for one, is up for re-election this fall, so she could lose her seat. But also, even if she wins re-election, she can't stop the local prosecutors under her from bringing criminal charges against abortion providers.
And how does Michigan sort of reflect other options other states have?
In some states, it's much harder to get a constitutional amendment before voters than others. In some states, the makeup of the courts that are considering a lot of these legal challenges are different. But these are the same policy levers that all states are at least considering in this moment.
Alice Miranda Olstein, thank you so much for your reporting on this story.
Thank you.
I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.